A brief disclaimer. You all, the sound quality is not as crisp due to me recording in a different atmosphere. However, the message is oh so rich. I encourage you to share this series about dispelling anxiety with your friends and your loved ones, as well as looking in the show notes and joining the Women's Circle membership, because with this series, I will have activities designed to support you in dispelling anxiety. Enjoy the series. It is epic and it is so supportive. Blessings and abundance. Hey, I'm Coach Zen, a certified life, spiritual, and self-awareness coach for women. Welcome to Life Herbs Podcast, an inner development podcast designed to connect, strengthen, and nurture the interior parts of you, that is, your inner self. Here, you will receive insights that will support you in your journey so that you can reshape your life and be your best self. New episodes of Life Herbs Podcast airs bi-weekly on Sundays and is available on all major podcast platforms. Get ready to enhance your awareness of the inner self. Hello, community. I'm Coach Zen, a quad certified life, spiritual, and transfiguration coach. My expertise is in supporting women in transfiguring their lives and redefining their reality by connecting with their inner selves, nurturing spiritual growth, and shifting the energy of what was to being in command of what truly is. This is a captivating and empowering podcast serving as a valuable resource for nurturing your inner self. Here, you will discover valuable insights that will support you in living a fulfilling and purposeful life. And here we have enlightened conversations about this journey that we are all on called life, you all. So welcome to Life Herbs Podcast. Be sure to look in the show notes, because there are so many spaces that I have created for you all to be in commune with each other. This is not just a podcast. Oh, no, no, no. This is a community. Okay? First, before we get into this new series, I just want to state, if my voice sounds different, it's because I had an amazing call with a friend of mine. Her name is Zoe, and she truly just opened up my throat chakra in the call that I had with her in regards to my voice and light codes. So if you are interested, I will definitely be putting her information in the show notes so that you can experience the amazing experience that I experienced as well. If you follow me on Instagram, I had posted the triumphant celebration that I had with her in my stories. Okay. If you missed that, it's okay. It's okay. Her information is in the show notes, so you can have your own experience. So you all, this series is all about anxiety. I know anxiety very, very well. And I will also be sharing my personal journey with anxiety. And I just want to presence that although anxiety is commonly perceived as a psychological matter, the purpose of this series, I am aiming to explore the wider scope of anxiety by adopting a more comprehensive and supportive approach. And I want to encourage you to feel free to reach out to me via email at contactlifeverbs@gmail.com. My email will also be placed in the show notes. And I want you to email me any questions that you have regarding anxiety, because I am going to devote a full episode with the questions that come in. I will be devoting an entire episode to answering these questions that are submitted. So, all right, let's go ahead and just get into it, you all, because we got much to cover in regards to anxiety. And this particular episode is going to be all about what anxiety truly is from a more comprehensive and supportive approach, from more of a holistic approach, as well as from the approach of me being a life coach. I am not a psychologist. I am not a therapist, but I am a quad certified life coach. I have experienced anxiety. I have supported my clients in dispelling anxiety as well. And I really shed a beautiful, clear, radiant light around what it truly is. So this episode and this series is going to be so impactful in your life. And I highly encourage you to share it with others that may be or have experienced anxiety. So what is anxiety? Anxiety is the physical manifestation of unfelt emotions, i.e., it is a message. When you experience anxiety, it's a message signaling the disharmony between the body, the mind, and the soul. And the body, mind, and soul is holistic living. Therefore, the immense energy that one exerts in order to avoid their feelings is what ultimately causes anxiety to arise within you. The truth of this is that when you avoid, i.e., when you tune out, you are actually inflicting suffering. You're inflicting your own suffering. But when you tune in, you all, it creates simplicity and more ease in your life. What tuning in does is it actually activates the ability for you to command your life as you will it to be. As you will it to be, not as other people have told you it should be, as you will it to be, not how your parents raised you of how it ought to be, how you will it to be in a more effective way, which truly supports you living a life in harmony. And in order to live a more fulfilling life, you must meet and integrate all, A-L-L, I'm highlighting that in capital letters, all aspects of self as they show up. In order to meet and integrate all aspects of self, You must examine all aspects of self as they show up. You also must review all areas of your life.
Supercharge your business with podcast advertising. Attention, business owners. Are you looking for an effective way to promote your products and services? Look no further than podcast advertising. With its rising popularity and numerous benefits, podcast advertising is a game changer for businesses like yours. Podcast advertising is affordable and offers the unique advantage of targeting specific audiences by reaching engaged and loyal listeners. You can connect with potential customers, potential clients who are genuinely interested in what you have to offer. Imagine the power of having your ad featured right here on LifeHerbs Podcast. This prime placement ensures maximum exposure and captures the attention of listeners who are already invested in this content. Join the podcast advertising revolution and watch your brand soar to new heights. Contact us today to get started. Visit my website, www.lifeverbsco.com. The link is located in the show notes. Blessings and abundance.
Anxiety will show up in different ways. Some of those ways, just to mention a few, are racing thoughts, physical symptoms. I remember any time that I felt anxiety, I felt it in my chest and it felt like I was having a minor heart attack. Like, I've never experienced a heart attack, but if I were to imagine what initial feeling of when a heart attack comes on would feel like, that's what it felt like to me. Because every time that I had an anxiety attack, I would literally go to the hospital. When it kept persisting, I would go to the hospital. Let me just clarify that. Because I just wanted to ensure that my heart was well and that my heart was okay. It also will show up with you feeling a sense of unease and or worry. And it is vital to understand the connection between the thought patterns that you have, and within those thought patterns are the limiting beliefs, the false beliefs, the narratives, and the stories that you live within. Because the truth is, we are all storytellers. Humans are the best storytellers. Look at authors that write fictional books. Humans have the ability to direct movies. We are amazing storytellers. So it's key to look at that, your thought patterns. It's also key to address any unresolved emotional issues, as well as any emotions that you have suppressed, that you push down, that you avoid. Because anxiety is you experiencing a disconnect from your true self. And it's also key for you to be knowledgeable and obtain knowledge about the nervous system, as well as the heart-mind relationship. And my clients know that I talk about the heart-mind relationship constantly and consistently, because it's so vitally important, you all. The heart-mind relationship is that the heart actually leads and the mind supports. Why is it important to understand that? Well, when we look at the heart chakra, it's connected to the spiritual body that is within your aura. Without these two, you are not able to live. And we are feeling beings. Our feelings and our emotions are truly the clearest form of communication. Our heart is also connected to our life force. And our life force energy is seated within our root chakra. They correlate and they communicate. When you lead with your mind, you will always be in survivor mode, protective mode, and it will be easier for you to feel as if you're functioning. I put quotes around that in a victim narrative. So the heart must lead literally. Look at your body. Your heart is the center. Your heart is the core. The mind is placed and located above your heart, and your life force energy is located below your heart. So make it make sense why you would lead with the bottom portion of your body or the upper portion of your body. The math is not mathing. So everything that I just mentioned is key in order to dispel anxiety and the narratives that you have around it. When you experience anxiety, it serves as a signal from within, alerting you that change is necessary in some aspect of your life. And it also may be in various aspects of your life, as well as areas of your life. Change is necessary. And if you do not address the change, it's going to get louder and louder and louder. I just completed a series that discussed the month of June for me in this year of 2023. And the enlightenment and growth that took place. You can hear it in my voice. Because I tore my Achilles. Because there was something that I was not addressing that was necessary to be addressed. There was a current experience that I had fear around shifting it. And today, I say with so much empowerment and joy, that I shifted it. Because in this new experience, there are multiple insights for me and revelations that are designed to propel me forward.
Hey y'all, Pink Lady here. I'm a podcast producer, director, coach, and host. And I want to tell you all about my production company, Pink Lady Productions. We collaborate with creatives like you who are driven to share your message by launching your podcast from A to Z and coaching you through the process. To learn more about our services, check out our website at pinkladyprod.com. That's PinkLadyProd.com.
Ladies, do you want to have more meaningful conversations with like-minded women? Would you like to exchange valuable knowledge, forming deep connections with individuals who share your values and will encourage you along the way? Well, immerse yourself in my women's circle. That's right. It's virtual, so you can literally join from anywhere. The Women's Circle is comprised of women from all over the globe. It's a safe space where we lift and empower and pour into one another as we pursue our own individual journeys in living more of a fulfilling life. The search is over.
join these enriching, nourishing discussions today and receive unwavering support. The link is within the show notes, and I look forward to seeing you at the Women's Circle. Blessings and abundance.
Anxiety is a catalyst for personal transformation. It's a doorway to a deeper understanding of yourself as well as the world around you. For example, to increase your income, it's vital to change your outlook and redefine your relationship with money. The same principle, you all, applies when it comes to anxiety. In order to dispel anxiety, what is required is a shift in your perspective of everything, of yourself, of others, of the world around you, of your existence, of your experiences, a complete and total perspective shift, which is something that I support my clients in doing. Because it is very difficult for you to achieve that within self without having support and the proper tools necessary. Once you have that, then you are able to do it on your own. But the truth is, that is something that is not taught to us initially when we're birthed into this world. Unless you had parents that were in the field and had their practices and supported others in doing so and were in alignment and living in their natural state of being. And that is the beingness that you are, the truth of who you are, is empowered, connected, and whole. Anxiety also stems from our thoughts and beliefs around ourselves. As I just stated, others in the world around us. When you're operating from truth, will also support you in dispelling anxiety. Because when you feel that anxious moment, it's key to immediately be able to separate the narrative and the story from the truth. So therefore, you can see clearly and know and understand and understand what the truth actually is. So from a spiritual perspective, anxiety is a disconnect from our inner self and the universe. And having a disconnect from your inner self and the universe can lead to a sense of disorientation as well as you feeling a lack of purpose. In this series, I will be discussing emotions and their purpose. We're going to dive deep into emotions, what it means to truly live a fulfilling life, your nervous system, how anxiety and depression are actually linked. I will also be diving deeper into the natural state of being, the first one, which is empowerment and its design. I will also be sharing supportive ways that you can utilize, such as nutrition. Now, I'm not a nutritionist, You all know I'm a thick chick on my own wellness journey, but I want to share the knowledge that I do have around supportive foods, foods that support you. And my foods are going to be different from your foods, but I'm going to speak to that because it's highly important, as well as other tools that you can utilize to support you in dispelling anxiety. I used to be on anxiety medication. I used to be on depression medication. I have had psychologists and therapists who want to put me on PTSD medication. But I said, forget all that. I'm in command of my life and I'm the healer of my body. And I chose to go the holistic route. And I'm so grateful that I did, because I'm coming to you today on this podcast as one who is not on any medication for that. So I'm going to share you the tools that I utilize and also some of the tools that I share with my clients. I won't be sharing all of them, but I will be sharing some to just support you in getting started. And if you desire to receive further support, go to the show notes, view my website, schedule a free 25-minute call with me, and let's see which supportive offering works best for you that I provide. Truth is that avoiding the truth does not assist you in escaping from your own life. Rather, it is an opportunity for you to engage with life and be in command of it by guiding and directing your actions. All intentional living is, listen up when I say this, all intentional living is living strategically in alignment with your natural state of being. So stop taking a back seat to your feelings. Stop avoiding your feelings and start embracing your feelings and connecting with your emotions. That's it. I would love to hear from you. Visit my website, www.lifeverbswithasspodcast.com, to let me know how this podcast episode activated you today. Send in your life verb, the rooting system that anchors you, and any questions that you would like to be answered. Be sure to like and review this podcast wherever you listen to it. To learn more about my personal coaching services for women, to join the Women's Circle, which is a virtual, supportive, uplifting, and empowering group of women who meet monthly from all over the globe, and to receive my quarterly newsletter, visit my website, www.lifeverbswithanspodcast.com. Contact me on Instagram @lifeverbswithanspodcast. All this information is located in the show notes. Always remember to keep your soul hydrated and your spirit fortified.